This is Vatican Radio,
and I'm Susie Hodges. Residents of a town in northeast Nigeria claim security forces withdrew from two local checkpoints shortly before an attack by Islamic militants on a boarding school. 59 students died in the attack, which has been blamed on Boko Haram. Archbishop Ignatius Kaigama of Jos says he and many other Nigerians are wondering how these militants are able to carry out these brutal attacks with such impunity, and question whether the security forces have Boko Haram sympathisers within their ranks. I spoke to Archbishop Kaigama about his concerns.
People are absolutely despondent because these attacks seem to be going on and on, and there seems to be no clear-cut solution to stopping these attacks. This particular attack, it's inexplicable, it's inhuman, it's brutal. We just cannot explain the motive that any human being would attack innocent children, students, who have done nothing against them.
I've heard that obviously many students are now living in fear, and there are also reports that many parents are now frightened to send their children to school in this area where the attacks are most prevalent. It's an attack against education, isn't it?
Well, that is precisely what this group aims to achieve. Their name, Boko Haram, means that education is evil, education or Western culture is diabolic and all that. And we are told that in the attack in that school, they separated the boys from the girls and asked the girls to go off and marry. They shouldn't be wasting their time schooling. And for the boys that were very unlucky, they were slaughtered like animals. So they are, in effect, saying education is worthless. Education is diabolic, especially Western education. They would be happier if there was a Quranic education or a system that is guided by Sharia law. This is what they would want. And they would be happiest if every person in Nigeria becomes a Muslim, which is impossible.
And the local governor, he also criticised the security forces for their extremely slow response. We've had this in other attacks where attacks have gone on for several hours, but no security forces have turned up during that time. No, this also must be having people asking questions.
Yes, we keep asking questions. Why do we have such security forces on ground? And why is so much invested by the government materially? And yet, results are very, very poor. How is it possible that this group can sneak into that school and cause this terrible destruction without being noticed? I wonder a lot. And my suspicion, my theory is that perhaps we have insiders among the security agents, those who are perhaps sympathetic to the cause of Boko Haram, who either give out information or just close their eyes and refuse to react to certain things. This is not the first time, and it may not be the last time. There must be some inside person, allowing this to go on in such magnitude.